Marielle Marinovich, your host. Welcome back to Strength in Words, a family enrichment program for parents, caregivers, infants, and toddlers of all developmental levels. Each week, we get together to sing a few songs, discuss some ideas for play, and outline some insight about early development. This series is time for you to be together and to feel like you're doing something good for and with your baby, small child, or multiple young children. Please follow your child's lead. I am a speech and language pathologist, and I specialize in work with very young children, but this is not to be confused with speech therapy. This is what I call family enrichment. All suggested activities are meant to be enjoyed by your baby under close adult supervision. For a more complete story of Strength in Words, please listen to my introduction episode or visit my website, strengthinwords.com. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here today. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here. We can start by saying hello to the people who are with us. Hello to Ayelet, hello to the singers, hello, 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 hello. Hello to the babies, hello to the toddlers, hello, hello, hello. Hello to the children, hello to the grown-ups, hello, 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 hello. Hello to your friends, hello to my friends, hello, hello, hello. Since I don't know your name, I'll help you sing the song and you can fill it in. Ready? Hello to your child's name. Hello to your name. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Let's say hello to the people in the top four different countries listening to Strength in Words. Hello to the United States, hello to the UK, hello, 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 hello. Hello to Germany, hello to Australia, hello, hello, hello. One last time. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here today. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here. So today I want to talk about one of the strategies I use to promote early communication, both as a mother and a therapist. This particular strategy has a bit of a funny name. We call it sabotage. Essentially, the idea is that the adult creates a situation wherein the child has to communicate to solve a problem. You are obstructing their path in some way. Now, since you are purposefully creating a situation wherein your little one has to solve a problem, it's very important that you do this kindly. It's okay if your child becomes mildly frustrated, but we don't want to make our little ones feel like they're failing. This relates to our discussion in my episode, Not Too Much or Too Little, Channeling Goldilocks, and the fact that infants and toddlers are constantly making assessments about whether something is so difficult that it's not even worth attempting. We want to make expectations that are within their reach, but at a slightly higher level than where they're comfortable. The technical term for this is called scaffolding, and I think it's a wonderful visual image. Think of creating a little boost for them to get up to the next step. We don't want the next step up to seem too far away, but we want to expect slightly more than what they're currently doing. There are many ways to set up the opportunity to sabotage your older infant or toddler to encourage her to initiate communication. A nice way to think of your role as the setter-upper of a sabotage situation is that you are being silly. A routine with a step missing or a toy with an essential part missing becomes over the top and ridiculous if your little one points out that something's wrong and you can react with humor. I have in front of me a clear storage box of a few of my little one's favorite toys. Now, I know that she can't open the box herself, so she's going to have a little problem in front of her if she wants to get to those objects. What can we do to make this an enjoyable interaction? Yep, you guessed it. One of the tools I like to use is music to make it fun and lighten the mood. I might pretend to be cleaning up, or actually be cleaning up, an area, and place the box down at her level to tempt her. I'll hum a tune while I wait for her to show me that she needs me. And now I get to perform one of my favorite tricks, play stupid. Doodle 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 doodle. And you're grabbing that box. Let's play with it. Is it a drum? Doodle 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 doodle. Still something wrong. I see you grabbing the box. You're picking it up. Oh, wow, you're strong. Should I pick it up too? Oh, no, that's not what you wanted. Well, let's see. Oh, you keep touching it on this side. Maybe I'll do the same thing, huh? No, you don't want me to do that. Is there something inside that you see? Something in there? I'm going to point to that shaker. Oh, okay, wow, I hear you breathing so excitedly. It seems like that's the one you want, right there. Should I open it? Okay, open. Oh, wow, that's definitely what you wanted. You wanted the shaker. Okay, I'm going to play with this one. So I'm going to close that box back up just in case there's something else she wants that's inside. If she still has the patience and she's motivated enough, I'll do a shorter version of that the next time around. I'll make sure to model my pointing gesture, model the word open, along with a gesture to go along with it, and I'll give her feedback about what I see her doing that's telling me something. Remember how I commented on how she grabbed the box, or how she touched one side of it repeatedly, and how I recognized how she was feeling when her breathing pattern changed? These are all ways to make the interaction more transparent and to help make your expectations clear. I also want to make the point that if your child is not terribly motivated by musical instruments, and instead it's, say, a ball or a little wooden car, you can still use it in the song by, for instance, bouncing a ball to the beat. Bounce, 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 bounce. Or singing the song on the word zoom as you zoom it around on the floor or on your baby. Zoom, 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 right? You might want to put two of each of these items inside, though, so that you can each have one to play with. Now, there are plenty of times in the day or week when we unintentionally set up situations like this, and we fail to read our little one's communicative attempts. This is another reason why talking through the things you're modeling or the ways she's communicating are effective ways to help her understanding of how to communicate through either gesture or verbalization, depending on her level of ability and development. Over time, when you set the expectation and model the step just beyond, as well as a few steps beyond what she's currently doing on her own, you will see her start to imitate that communicative behavior. We'll get back to our discussion on the art of sabotage and setting up communication temptations in just a little bit. In the meantime, I want to introduce you to a song about the seasons, because right now, as I'm recording this, it's the middle of the summer and the air is warm, the sun is bright, but we all know it's not always this nice out. The sun is out and shining bright, shining bright, shining bright. The sun is out and shining bright. It is summer. Do you know what comes after summer? Autumn or fall? All the leaves are falling down, falling down, falling down. All the leaves are falling down, soon it will be fall. Ooh, and after the fall, it's going to be getting colder and colder. Winter will come. Snow and rain are falling down, falling down, falling down. Snow and rain are falling down, then we'll know it's winter. And after the winter, finally comes the spring. All the flowers are opening, opening, opening. All the flowers are opening, then we'll know it's spring. I like to make big hand and arm gestures with this one in particular. The sun shining over my head, the leaves falling down from the sky, the snow and rain falling down from the sky with my fingers, and the flowers opening up just as my hands do. Movement and gesture, song and rhyme are all wonderful tools to use with infants and toddlers to help set up an environment conducive to learning, play, and interaction. We spoke earlier about setting up temptations for communication and using the strategy of sabotage. Now, I think this strategy is a wonderful one when we use it kindly and as a tool for learning, but that word, sabotage, really brings up some negative connotations as well, as it is defined as the deliberate obstruction or disruption of another. I think perhaps a better way to think of this strategy is, in a way, a technique for scaffolding. We want our little ones to get to the next level, so we place small challenges in front of them to assist in their learning and to create new opportunities for them. In other words, we have to make it a fun and positive challenge. We spoke about this a bit earlier, and I modeled a way to make yourself seem silly and ridiculous and like someone who doesn't know anything. In episodes past, we've talked about the importance of getting down and dirty with your silly self, because it can be a great way to connect and make yourself more interesting. This is no different. If you put your foot down and create a situation wherein your child must perform or else, then the strategy will most likely fail. This is a communication temptation. You are tempting your child to do something, not forcing them. So just to be clear, I'm not supporting an all or nothing approach. I'm suggesting you try something new out and see how it goes. We also want to encourage small steps towards new skills. If your child has never used the pointing gesture, this is what you can work toward by modeling that gesture a lot in lots of activities you do or interactions you have, and then a suggestion that this is what you expect from her. If your child has never said that word open but is starting to use words or imitate the first sound of a word, work towards that. In other words, we're not going to use the art of sabotage to make unrealistic expectations on our little ones. We actually want to use the strategy of sabotage to get our little ones to initiate or do things that they've already done before, but we want them to do it more. You are putting this strategy in place to help push them towards a skill that you know they can be successful doing. And if your strategy and your modeling and your setup of this activity doesn't work, that's okay. Try again another time or in a slightly different way. On that note, we don't want to be using this strategy all the time in every activity we do all day long. This goes back to being kind and to trying different things at different times. We don't want to ask our kids to perform all day. That's not terribly interactive either. And for some little ones, no matter how kind or silly you might try to be, the fact that you're creating a new challenge where there was not one before might make her really, really mad and turn her off completely. We don't want that. We want moderate difficulty, tools in place to make it easier, and a present and kind caregiver. One last note on this. Sabotage is most effective when a little one is able to engage in joint attentional acts. We've spoken about joint attention in previous episodes. It's that focus between you and your child, not only on an object, but also there's some recognition that you're both engaged with that object or activity. So making eye contact, getting your attention with a touch or a gesture, vocalizing or verbalizing towards you, etc. For more great examples of ways to set up communication temptations and to implement the strategy of sabotage to help your child with her communication skills, I'll provide a couple of references on this week's episode on the Strength in Words website. Thanks for being here. See you later. What will you do the rest of your day? Goodbye to the babies. Goodbye to the toddlers. Goodbye, bigger kids. Goodbye, all the siblings. Goodbye to the grown-ups. Goodbye to the singers. Goodbye, I am it. Goodbye to this music. We laughed and we played. We're getting very clever. This is what counts, being here together. Thanks so much, everyone. For a text version of the Developmental Thought of the Week or instructions to make and ideas for how to use your very own DIY box of communication temptations, you can head over to my website, strengthinwords.com. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher as well as straight from my website. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review on any and all of those forums. If you feel inclined to support what we're doing here at Strength in Words, you can do so by visiting my website and clicking on the link to either make a one-time donation or by becoming a patron of Strength in Words on Patreon. I'll be here again next week.